It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome. And a split with the Yankees over the weekend.
That was the case, Bill. As the Red Sox come back from the All-Star break, four games, including a doubleheader on Saturday, they split the series. Red Sox find themselves this morning at 52-41, first place in the AL East, three games over the Tampa Bay Rays, and 3.5 games over the Yankees.
Well, you know, some unlikely kind of turn of events over the weekend with the Yankees, including that, what was a 16-inning game on Saturday, and Chris Sale couldn't get the win. They can't give the Yankees their first, in other words, the Yankees were not shut out until actually Sunday night, but they almost had them shut out on Saturday.
It was really a crazy weekend for Red Sox fans, Bill. Of course, they come back on Friday. The Red Sox score twice in the bottom of the ninth, without getting a ball out of the infield for a 5-4 win over the Yankees. So you figure that the Red Sox will be off and running for the rest of the weekend. And really a heartbreaker on Saturday as Chris Sale went 7 2/3, gave up just 3 hits, no runs, struck out 13. And he left with Craig Kimbrell coming in to shut the door, top of the ninth. Matt Holliday, the DH of the Yankees, let off inning with a home run to tie the game at 1. Game ends up going 16 innings before the Red Sox bullpen faltered. The Red Sox find themselves losing 4-1. And then you had Sunday, you had game 1, the Red Sox being shut out 3-0, but Porcello pitched well, just gave up 1 earned run. But then finally David Price came back with definitely his best start of the season, going 8 scoreless in the nightcap. The Red Sox blanked the Yankees 3-0, and in that game the Red Sox ended a 24-inning scoreless streak when Mookie Betts hit a 2-run home run in the 4th.
It was sad for Sale to lose that game. You know, at that time, I'm thinking, leave him in. Let him get one more batter in the 8th inning. But he had thrown, I think it was 118 pitches or something of that sort. So his pitch count was up there, and that was the most he had thrown all year. So obviously the right decision to make.
Yeah, you can look at it both ways, Bill. I mean, in that situation, I could have seen Sale going one more batter. Aaron Judge was the next batter up in the inning because, Sale did get St. Gary Sanchez, the Yankee catcher, to get out. He was a right-handed power hitter, and then they brought in Kimbrell to face Judge, who ended up flying out to right field, and then Kimbrell starts the ninth, gives up a home run, and then gets out at the inning with no other problems. But, it can go both ways. It's just, Sale's pitched a lot of these games this year where he's, been dominant and then didn't get a win to show for it. But at least the Red Sox did earn a split in the series and keep the lead about the same as it was when the All-Star break happened. So, see what happens from here as the Blue Jays come in for 4.
Yeah. Well, Andy, any other Red Sox notes of note to share with us? I know Brock Holt is now coming off the DL.
That he is, Bill. But before I mention that, I did want to get into forgot the one thing to mention about last night's nightcap was the catch that Jackie Bradley Jr. made in the 8th inning to rob Aaron Judge of a home run. He did a nice leap into the Red Sox bullpen to rob a potential 2-run homer at the time. So that was definitely highlight reel worthy and probably the best catch from a Red Sox player this year or in quite some time. It was really something to see if you haven't checked that out yet. But, yes, getting back into the injury front, Brock Holt, he came off the disabled list. He was dealing with vertigo for quite some time. He actually started the second game with a doubleheader last night at third base. Other DL news, relievers Joe Kelly and Brian Boyer went on the DL, Kelly with a hamstring strain, and Boyer with a situation of elbow inflammation. So those are some moves on the DL part. And also, of course, the big news earlier this week was Pablo Sandoval being designated for assignment back on Friday, and the Red Sox eating close to $49 million over the rest of Pablo's contract.
That money tastes pretty good, though.
Well, it tastes fine to Pablo. He's not going to mind.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. All right. I guess we could shoot to Major League Baseball notes, Andy, and, All-Star games are now all tied in history, all tied up at 43 apiece between the NL and AL. Amazing.
Yes, after, 88 All-Star games, you're 43-43-2, the All-Star game itself. Not a bad game to watch overall, went 10 innings with the AL winning 2-1. Chris Sale did get the start for the American League from the Red Sox. He went 2 scoreless innings at the beginning of the game, and Craig Kimbrell actually got the save. Mookie Betts in the game went 0-2, but he did throw out a runner at second base. But I think, the big story of the All-Star break was the Home Run Derby back last Monday when Aaron Judge took home the Home Run Derby championship, hitting some monster home runs over 500 feet, hitting them to all parts of the ballpark with just what, as I'm concerned, is just an effortless swing. Just very nice and easy swing, and those balls just fly out of the ballpark.
Boom. You know what I like, too, during the actual telecast of the All-Star game? I like the miking of the outfielders and having those conversations. That was just totally different.
Yeah, that was different. That was interesting. I mean, obviously, I can't see that in a regular season game.
No.
Of course, any playoff games. But, you know, maybe for an All-Star game, that's something that they can continue with. I mean, a couple things from the All-Star game I didn't really care for was the reporters talking to the leadoff batters in the on-deck circle in the first inning. Then you had A-Rod in between innings at one point walking around to each spot of the infield while the guys were taking ground balls and talking to them. I thought those two things were a little much. Maybe talking to the outfield is a little different and interesting, but I guess they're trying whatever they can where it's just an exhibition now, so why not give it a shot?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. All right, and other notes from Major League Baseball. Vin Scully back in the news, the former Dodger broadcaster and legend.
Yep, this past week he won the Icon Award at the ESPY Awards. That was back on Wednesday. He gave a great speech when he won that award, so you haven't checked that out. You can find it on YouTube. Very interesting. And also the trade season has officially opened up in the second half. Of course, the non-trade deadline is coming up on the 31st of this month, but the Cubs and Nationals, quick the strike over the weekend. The Cubs back on Thursday. They beefed up their starting rotation, trading for White Sox left-handed starter Jose Quintana for four prospects, and Quintana threw his first game for the Cubs yesterday, going seven scoreless over the Orioles, striking out 12. And the Nationals yesterday acquired two relief pitchers from the Oakland A's, Ryan Madsen, a right-hander, Sean Doolittle, a left-hander from the Oakland A's. Nationals, they have the highest bullpen ERA, but they're in first place in the NL East, but definitely that was a situation they need to shore up, and I think those two players they picked up will definitely help that cause.
And as coming off the All-Star break, the Dodgers have won nine games in a row. That's always a significant thing to get that 9-10 win game winning streak at any point in a season.
I mean, the Dodgers are definitely on fire. I mean, they were going into the All-Star break, you know, winning six in a row, then three coming out of the gate in the second half as they try to pull ahead and run away with the NL West. But the Dodgers and Nationals clearly the class right now of the National League, and the you look over the American League, the Astros still playing well coming out of the All-Star break as well as they run away with the American League West.
Gotcha. Andy, anything else to share with us on the Red Sox or around Major League Baseball?
Well, you talk about the trade deadline coming up shortly. Some things to watch out for the Red Sox. They're rumored to be interested in Phillies relief pitcher Pat Neshek. He was on the NL All-Star team. He actually pitched in the third inning of the game. And then the Red Sox also rumored the trade for White Sox third baseman Todd Frazier, power-hitting right-handed bat. And Alex Rodriguez, during the pregame show on Fox on Saturday, said the Red Sox could go after first baseman Miguel Cabrera of the Tigers at the deadline. Of course, Cabrera had his situation working under Dave Dombrowski over in Detroit, so he figures there could be a match there, and the Tigers are looking to shed some payroll. So that's something else to keep an eye out for as well. And if all else fails and the Red Sox don't acquire a third base at the trade deadline, on Friday, the Sox did promote their top prospect, third baseman Rafael Devers, to Pawtucket. And in his first game, Devers went 4-for-4 for the Paw Sox, hitting a home run.
Nice. All right. And we talked about him in the past. Great. All right, Andy, always great stuff, and we'll check back soon.
Sounds good.
Andy Carbone, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.